OJB's podcast, 3 November 2006, Like Watching a Car Wreck. I was an early adopter of podcasting, both as a listener and a producer, and podcasts are now one of my major sources of general information. The other source I significantly rely on is Wikipedia on the web. Occasionally I discover a good podcast which has been around for a while, but that I haven't caught on until it has been going for a while. Then I have to play catch up. The best current example of this is The Skeptic's Guide to the Universe, which has been going for about a year before I started listening. I have now almost caught up with the approximately 60 hours of audio they produce each year, and I'm just totally hooked. It's even inspired me to create a skepticism section on my website. A recent episode had a pseudoscientist as a guest speaker, and one of the skeptics described listening to him as like the bizarre fascination we gain from watching a car wreck. We don't want to experience, but we can't help ourselves. I probably already knew that most people who are on the fringe of reality rely on the same coping mechanisms, but it has just become even more apparent after listening to these podcasts. One of the most common mechanisms is cherry picking. This refers to the error of selecting information which supports your belief while ignoring the evidence which is contrary to it. If you look hard enough, you can find evidence to support anything, but that doesn't mean it's true. Another common fault is to apply a very superficial analysis to the evidence. Specialist scientific evidence can be hard to interpret, and it can easily be warped to fit any theory whether it generally supports it or not. For example, the pseudoscientists I referred to above quoted the ringing of the moon detected after a recent collision as evidence that it was hollow. The final big mistake these people commonly make is the fallacy of the argument from personal incredulity. In fact, I'm adopting this as my favourite fallacy. Many people say something like, "This just doesn't make sense to me," or "I can't see how this can be true," and use that as evidence to support their beliefs or reject conventional theories. Sometimes they disguise it by using more absolute language such as "this cannot be true," which just means they don't think it's true and it's really just an opinion. There are many things which seem ridiculous at first sight but are found to be true after a more careful analysis. For example, the Earth seems to be flat but isn't. The Earth seems to be stationary at the centre of the universe but isn't. The findings of relativity and quantum theory seem totally unintuitive, but huge amounts of evidence support them. So I'm afraid I'm even more cynical now than I was previously. People who know me might find that hard to believe, but it's true. So that's the end of this blog entry. I'm off to watch some more car wrecks.